you know who you want to see as Toronto's next mayor? The top six polling candidates have been getting plenty of traction and attention over these last weeks and months, but there will be 102 names on the ballot, not six. And there are definitely other contenders who must be considered, including our guest. Chloe Brown came in third in last October's mayoral election with just over 6% of the vote. She is all about community-driven governance and the working class, and she is definitely a contender to watch. Chloe Brown, welcome.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm well.
Yeah, we're good. Can I ask you a personal question first, Chloe?
Sure.
How has life changed for you since you came in third in the October mayoral election? You had 40,000 votes.
Honestly, it hasn't really changed for me, but I see more people seeking me out for advice, just general government information, and I enjoy that because it means that they want to learn more.
Right. You haven't had the exposure from debates, with the exception of our debate here at the Zoomerplex. So how are you reaching those undecided voters?
I'm on the road. I'm on social media, and I'm training up a group of people to really take over being politicians in the future. So it's a lot more civic education on the ground as opposed to debates, but it's working.
Chloe, you know, I talk to people who say, and these are people in the know who are watching very closely, they're in the sauce in this race, and they say that you are the most brilliant candidate and would do the best job as Toronto's mayor. But they're also worried if they vote for you, it might take away the opportunity for another progressive candidate to become Toronto's next mayor. What do you say to those people?
I'd say that progress is it's an adjective and a verb. It's not really something that someone can champion as being a progressive. Actions are progressive. And I would say that even if you vote for me, you're going to get a progressive candidate because I'm the person putting forward the most objective policy. And I'm also centering it around the people that are suffering the most. And I'm giving people that want to do good work an opportunity to become active stakeholders.
Okay, so finish this thought for us. A vote for Chloe Brown means...
A vote for Chloe Brown means that you're going to get fair access to the government that you're supporting. Over the last 8 years, a lot of us have been watching the government serve investors, executives, and management consultants. But if you want a government that works for the people, you vote for Chloe.
And Chloe, how do you view the situation around this massive COVID-related budget gap and how that can be bridged, be it with conversations with the other levels of government, increasing property taxes? What is your take on that situation?
I would like to give the people of Toronto more opportunities because we're watching empty storefronts, we're watching people move out, and the city has land that could be used to bring so many people back by bringing down their rent. So I would really like to see, as the government, more land transfers given to the community groups, tenants association groups, so that they're building the small businesses, they're returning to through apartments. There's a really big opportunity to just give the people the resources to rebuild. The recovery won't happen from a top-down government approach.
We're talking to Toronto mayoral candidate Chloe Brown, and it sounds like aliens on the phone, too. So sorry about that if you're listening.
A little bit of feedback.
Yeah. Chloe, a first order of business when you win?
First order of business is to start land trust. And there are land trusts in Parkdale right now where Toronto community housing units were given to community groups so that they could build affordable housing. And I would like to start signing over this land so we get the apartments we need, we're getting the accessible units that we need for people with disabilities, and we're using modular housing to get homeless people off the street because shelter is one of the biggest issues affecting all Canadians. And if we can provide them with affordable shelter, they can get everything else that they need.
Toronto mayoral candidate Chloe Brown. Thank you, Chloe. I know you've got a busy day ahead. Get to it.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
Thanks, Chloe.
Bye.
And let's check in with Spencer right now.